This is KERA News. Among those on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak, janitors and cleaners. They're tasked with cleaning and decontaminating, and worker advocates say they often don't have proper protective gear. As KEI's Elizabeth Mayong reports, some workers are having to make tough decisions.
Blanca Cruz Beayala cleaned office buildings in downtown Houston in the thick of the coronavirus outbreak in March. But after weeks of being armed with nothing but gloves, a short-sleeved uniform, and Clorox wipes, she stopped going to work. She spoke via speakerphone. She says things like food and clothes are all recuperable. You can get that anywhere. But health and life are not the same. Beayala's a diabetic, making it more likely for her to get severely ill from COVID-19. She's also worried for her fellow cleaning workers, many of whom are older and also have chronic health conditions. She's not the only one who's concerned.
It's quite scary.
That's Eric McCallum. He's owner and CEO of The Cleaning Guys, the deep cleaning company that managed the cleanup during the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Dallas. He says many companies are jeopardizing the well-being of their employees.
Unfortunately, it's not being done properly, and they're putting these people at risk also that are in there doing this disinfecting or attempting to do the disinfecting.
The lack of protective gear for janitors is why the Service Employees International Union sent a letter to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The union says when frontline workers are put at risk, the country's health and safety is jeopardized. But companies that employ janitors insist safety does come first.
We are taking necessary actions to actively contribute to the day-to-day health and safety of employees and of the communities we serve.
That's Sodexo CEO Denis Mashuel in a video to employees. In Texas, nonprofit law centers and employment lawyers have been working to get ahead of the issue. Catherine Euker is an attorney at Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid.
We've been gearing up over the last few weeks to respond to the new set of legal needs, employment-related legal needs arising from this crisis. The fallout in the workplace is so dramatic.
Workers can express safety concerns to their employers, but if that's not enough, Euker says janitors can submit online complaints to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and National Labor Relations Board.
Both OSHA and the NLRB are relatively fast mechanisms for resolving complaints and resolving claims, much faster than going to court.
The biggest challenge? Simply getting this information into the hands of janitors. Many of them will keep coming to work, no matter what.
They have a family to feed, so they're going to show up and they're going to try and do the best they can and bless their heart. I mean, it doesn't matter how hard they try, it's not going to be enough.
Eric McCallum says he understands many cleaners are just doing what they can to get their next paycheck. He hopes that doesn't come at the expense of their health. I'm Elizabeth Mayong in Dallas.